Hey everyone, and I'm back. This podcast is centered around humor and dating in my 40s, things I've experienced, and things that I'm learning. These podcasts will range from 5 to 10 minutes. My name is Natalie, and today we will be talking about a crucial topic, which is safety in online dating. Online dating, I've talked about this before, is great, and it has opened up a world of opportunities. But it also comes with potential risks. And safety, your safety, is a top priority when you're trying to seek love online. Your safety and well-being should always be the foremost concern. So it's essential to approach online dating with a cautious but open heart. First, protect your personal information. I have a whole episode on catfishing. Go listen to that because that is crazy and ridiculous. You want to be really careful about sharing your full name, your address, phone number, or any other identifying information with someone that you've just met online. And to be honest, even after you meet them, not saying they shouldn't know your first and last name, but I would probably steer away from giving them anything more than that. When you're getting to know someone online, you want to make sure that you take the time to vet your potential date. You want to research them to ensure that they are who they claim to be. I don't care for people who say things like, oh, I don't want to play any games, just meet. And I'm like, well, games are no, I don't want you to murder me. It's good practice to perform a quick internet search. I'm not saying like, do a whole background check on this person. Just check their social media profile if they have them. I always find it weird when people say they don't have social media because they have to have something. They usually have like a LinkedIn or something. And even do a reverse image search on your phone to verify their authenticity. I think I mentioned this in my catfishing post as well. There are definitely sites like facecheck.id where you can do that. I cannot tell you how many people who I have spoken to who were trying to catfish me. Yeah. And usually I get super suspicious because they talk a certain way and they are way too interested. Not saying I'm not worth having interest in, but when people come on really strong, it's very disconcerting. Trust your instincts. If something feels off, like I said, or too good to be true, do not ignore those feelings. Just listen to your gut and you have to walk away if you have any kind of doubts. Don't be afraid to do that. There are other people out there that are definitely worth more of your time. Don't be afraid to ask questions. A genuine person who's actually interested in meaningful relationship will be open and transparent. I find that those who are not are definitely not worth your time. When it comes to meeting someone in person for their first time, always meet in a public place. Let someone know where you're going and make sure that you have your own transportation. I don't care if you're taking like an Uber or a rideshare of some kind. Make sure that's the same way you go back. Don't let them talk you into giving you a ride. Remember to trust your intuition during your in-person meeting as well. So if at any point you feel uncomfortable or you feel unsafe, it is totally okay to excuse yourself and leave. You don't have to give them a reason why you're doing it, just leave. And you want to also protect your data on online dating platforms. So make sure that whatever kind of app you're using is secure and it's reputable. And adjust your privacy settings to control what information is visible on your profile. Or, you know, just don't enter it if you don't have to. Be cautious about sharing intimate photos or personal details early in the relationship because these can be used against you. And it's better to build trust before sharing any kind of sensitive information like that. Online dating can be a really great way to meet a bunch of different people. But it's also really important that you prioritize your safety and privacy. So be cautious, trust your instincts, and protect your personal information. Until next time, take care. May your online dating experience be safe and fulfilling. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And I will talk to you next Monday.